Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Tuesdays with Scott. When it comes to social media used for business, you do need to be where your audiences are. And with us to talk about why that's more important than ever now, digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. You've said this often, that you need to know where your audiences are before moving forward with a social media plan. Tell us again why that is so important.
Yeah, sure. Good morning, Bob. Sure. So when you communicate with customers, whether that's organically through post and conversation or through paid means, like taking out an ad, you can't just hope that your audience is on Facebook and buy ads there, because if your audience is on TikTok or Reddit, you'll obviously want to talk to them there.
Makes sense. And I take it from all your reminders that people do not always do that.
That is right, unfortunately, and I totally get it, because it can be quite an undertaking to do that level of social listening, but once you do, you learn so much about the people you're trying to reach.
Right. So to give a glimpse into the dangers of skipping this step, what happens when you just assume people will be on Facebook or Instagram?
It's a good question. So since it's November, let's use a holiday party as an example, okay? The person who hasn't done their homework in terms of where their audience is the person who walks into a room and just starts talking endlessly about what interests them. The problem is there's no one else in the room. So as people walk by, they see someone talking to themselves. But the sad thing is the person talking doesn't realize that no one is there. And I'm totally aware of how silly that sounds, Bob, but think of how silly it is to be that person.
And taking that scenario a step further, how does Twitter play into all of this? All the turmoil has to weigh into this equation somehow now.
It really does, and it's actually a perfect next step, because if there ends up being a mass exodus from the platform because people don't want to pay $8 or they just grow tired of Twitter, that might mean your audience is going somewhere else. It would mean your audience is going somewhere else, and it might not mean that, but knowing where they're going, that is what is so important.
You said before that this is really an important part of a social media strategy, right?
It really is. And, Bob, it's always going to be the case. Knowing where your audience is vital, just as vital as being able to answer the ultimate social media question, which is, what do I want to accomplish from social media? And you would be amazed, Bob, at how often that question is an afterthought to people.
Seems like it should always be the first question.
It does, and it is. I mean, what do I want and why am I here? Do you want to increase sales? Do you want to find influencers? Do you want to sell something? Do you want people to sign up for something? Do you want to raise awareness? Do you want to promote a new app? You know, there's all kinds of reasons, and every reason is different, but there's no wrong answer. You know, once you start putting together the pieces, the what and the where and the why, then and only then can you truly get to the how.
Continuing with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. And Scott, I get the impression that social media and the question of what platform you should be on is more confusing as time goes on, and it's a rapidly changing dynamic.
Yeah, Bob, it really is rapidly changing. Honestly, it's ever changing because on one hand, you have Twitter and you have all the problems that Twitter has. That's still playing out right now. 30 minutes from now, I bet you something will change over there. It's that dynamic. And then you've got rising platforms like TikTok, where the demographic used to be really, really young, and now it's skewing older. Facebook, you know, is still pretty safe in terms of reach, but it's losing its younger viewers to TikTok. And there's Instagram, which seems to be in this never-ending battle with TikTok for eyeballs. And then there's LinkedIn and Reddit and Snapchat and Pinterest, and the list goes on and on and on, with the very real possibility that something new will come along and require us rethinking everything all over again. And, you know, in my world, especially these days, unfortunately, there's no simple answer. You have to work with what you know now, and you have to always be ready to pivot if the need arises.
Yeah, and you can't be afraid of change, right?
You definitely cannot be afraid of change.
Yeah, you have to really be on your toes. Why don't we close out with one suggestion for someone new to social, and one for the veteran, somebody who's very familiar with the social media platforms.
Yeah, we can do that, sure. So if you're new, start first and foremost with that what and why that we were talking about before. What do you want to accomplish on social media? Why are you there? If your answer is because, or, well, everyone else is on social, I would advise you to think deeper, because while everyone is on social media, absolutely true, I doubt it's going to be enough to help you achieve whatever your goals are. And for someone who's already comfortable on social media, whether you're active organically or you're just an advertiser and doing paid social, I think my best advice is to pay close attention to the landscape and your analytics. So as of this moment, Twitter provides free analytics on your account. If you go to analytics.twitter.com, and like we were saying, things might change 30 minutes from now, but as of right now, that's there. Keep an eye on any changes that might be associated with people changing their direction in terms of viewership or your number of tweets going down, you know, retweets. Other platforms also provide simple analytics, and keep those in mind too. You know, you have to look for those new things. And as we said earlier, remember, things are rapidly changing. So at any given moment, you always need to be ready to pivot.
Talk about change. This headline caught my eye recently. Europe prepares to rewrite the rules of the internet. And then the story goes on to say that a law taking effect now is going to change the internet forever. What's this all about, Scott?
In a nutshell, Bob, it's that Europe is a lot further ahead of us in terms of what they want to see in terms of protection for customers. They have a data regulation policy that's been in effect for years now that gives the public the right to how they're going to control their data. But this particular thing is the Digital Markets Act. There's two parts to it. One is basically where the tech companies have to make changes to satisfy European law. And then there's another law that relates specifically to social media. So what's really interesting about this is, remember, these tech companies we're talking about, Google, Meta, Apple, they're all US-based. So they need to get these companies to make these changes to satisfy European law. And what that means for us here is fascinating, because it means that certain changes that these companies are forced to make could actually be made here kind of as an aside. So for example, right now, if you have an iPhone, you charge your iPhone using that little lightning cable, you know, that goes into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Next year or the year after, because of the European rules in this exact story that you're talking about, they're going to require every charger to be USB-C. So every phone charges the same way. Not Apple's is different from Google's and is different from this. So when that happens, expect a USB-C phone to be available in the U.S. So that's going to change the dynamic here. So what happens in Europe is definitely worth watching, because it all comes into here. And that goes for just regular digital platform stuff and social media as well.
Wow, interesting. All right, let's open up the genius bar here. I have a good one for you. My wife was asking me the other day, how come you never see my texts? And then she grabbed my phone and she said, oh, now I know. And what she did was, you know how on that opening page next to the icon messages, it'll have a little red circle and a number on there. And I had like 191, meaning I had 191 messages that I didn't open up, text. So, yeah. Well, what do I need to do here? And really, am I the only one guilty of this, Scott?
I was going to say what you need to do is read your wife's messages, but in order to do that, you know, you're not the only one. I can't say that bothers me when I see that badge have too many numbers, so I don't have it happen. But there is a way to fix it. So if you want to clear out your messages, easiest thing to do, pick any message in the chain. So go into your wife's messages, pick any message, and hold your finger down on the message. And when you do, you'll get a second menu that pops up, and it'll say more. When you click on more, these circles will appear next to each message. You can click on each circle individually. There'll be a check mark in the circle, and then you can delete one, or delete 100, or delete 1,000, whatever you have.
Oh.
But it starts with just pressing down on the message.
Oh, I thought I had to go through all my texts and, you know, and make sure I read them so I don't get the number there in the little red circle. And so if I got a text, an important text from Marianne, I'd see the indicator there immediately in the red circle. But I don't have to do it one by one, huh?
You don't have to do it one by one. However, there's one thing to keep in mind. If you don't know what these messages say, as you're scrolling through and you're selecting each one, you would obviously want to make sure that nothing is important, that you actually need to go back and respond to it. But assuming that this is later because she's already realized that you haven't responded and we're talking days later, then yes, you don't have to do it one by one. But just be careful, because once you do hit that delete button, there's no way to really get it back. There are through iCloud, but you know, you don't want to go that route. So just make sure you look at it first, but then as you press it down and hit more, you'll see what I'm talking about, where you'll get the option to clear one or multiple ones at once.
And I guess that's a good way to get more space on your iCloud too, isn't it?
That is a very important way to get space on iCloud. Messages end up taking up a lot of space, especially when there's any kind of photo or video attachment to them.
Well, I don't know about you listening, but I will go on WGNRadio.com on our show page a little later when we post all of our segments and listen to what Scott had to say in his instructions again, so I can do this. Thank you very much, Scott. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Bob. Thank you.